Welcome to Central Stage, where we feature artists and recitals from the School of Music at Central Michigan University. I'm Sue Gamble, Professor Emerita of Music Education and your host for Central Stage. And today we will be listening to music for horn. This is from a recital given at the Music Building on the campus of CMU on November 20th, 2018. And joining me in the studio, I'm delighted to say, is Professor of Horn at CMU, Dr. Bruce Bunnell. Welcome, Bruce.
Oh, thanks for having me, Sue. It's a great pleasure to be here.
Always. It always is. And the horn is just, it's just such a lovely instrument. Now, I'm going to ask you a question before we start talking about these pieces. Did you use natural horn at all in this recital?
Not on this program.
But you do.
I do.
Yeah.
And it was a conscious decision. I had done a lot of natural horn in the previous year, various concerts.
Right.
And various other projects that I had been working on. And as I prepared for that fall concert, I said, I'm going to put it aside just for a little while. It's coming out again next year.
okay.
But for this concert, I said, no, let's do all valve stuff and, and truly valve stuff, no transcriptions. And so everything is actually quite modern, mostly 20th century, actually. And yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was a great program and wonderful people to work with.
So. And a very, very accessible program. And we'll start right off with this Rhapsody for Horn and Orchestra by Jean-Michel Demas. So tell us a little bit about this piece.
Well, really interesting story about this piece, actually. The piece is dedicated to Barry Humphreys. And as I looked at the dedication, I said, that name is really familiar to me. But I said, it's not a horn name. It's not, I couldn't place it at first. And then it struck me, Barry Humphreys is a comedian. He's a very well-known British comedian whose alter ego, Dame Edna Everidge, people know.
Sure.
It had a chat show in England for many years. He's a legend of the London West End, had a long-running show there, and also was the voice of Bruce the Shark in Finding Nemo.
Oh, my gosh.
And I said, well, why is this piece dedicated to Barry Humphreys? And you can actually go online, and there's this wonderful interview with Barry Humphreys as he talks about this piece.
Really?
And, yeah. And he had become a big fan of Demas. He had heard him, bought some recordings of some pieces, and thought, you know, I should just commission him to write a piece. This was 1985.
So he commissioned him?
Yeah. He called him up and said, you know, I'm essentially a big fan kind of thing. And would you mind writing a piece for horn and orchestra for Barry Tuckwell, as it turns out, both are Australian and both are good friends. And Demas took on the commission, and so we have this wonderful work, this Rhapsody, which is very rarely played. Very few recordings exist of it. Very challenging piece. I think you're going to love it. I love the piece. I think you're going to like it a lot.
Let's go ahead and listen to this. This is Rhapsody for Horn and Orchestra by Jean-Michel Demas. It's being performed by Professor of Horn at CMU, Dr. Bruce Bunnell. The pianist is Zhao Wang.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was Rhapsody for Horn and Orchestra by Jean-Michel Dumas, performed by Dr. Bruce Bunnell, and the pianist was Zhao Wang. This next work is by Raphon Williams, and the listeners, I'm sure, are familiar with a lot of his music, but may not be familiar with this quintet four-movement piece. So tell us a little bit about it, Bruce.
It's very early, Vaughan Williams.
1898.
So he was 26 at the time, I believe. Mm-hmm. And as composers often do when you're developing your style, trying to find your voice, you write pieces, and some of them you think are great, and some you don't think are so great for whatever reason, you know, whatever your criteria comes in. In this particular case, Vaughan Williams had this piece performed, and then it was thankfully just locked away and not destroyed, which is a very common thing for,
sure.
for a composer. Dukas, yeah. Paul Dukas was famous for writing pieces of music and then destroying them.
Mm-hmm.
And Vaughan Williams did that too, allegedly, with a great many pieces. You write them up and then say, it's not exactly what I wanted. And I think that his own writing about this piece was that he felt it was too much of a 19th century piece, that it didn't reflect where he was going to end up going. And
sure.
he ended up being much more of the person who used, you know, folk songs, mm-hmm. and still a very sort of, I would say, late 19th century romantic style as far as the harmonies used and the compositional style and certainly the orchestrations that he used. But I think in this piece, this chamber piece, I think he felt it was too much like someone else's. And I think that that's some, without actually naming the person, we can all safely say upon hearing the piece that that's someone else's Brahms. And I don't think that that's a bad thing.
I don't either.
I think this is a wonderful chamber piece for a very unusual set of orchestration, violin, clarinet, horn, cello, and piano.
Mm-hmm.
And it plays beautifully. It is as a homage, really, to Brahms, because, quite frankly, there are almost direct quotes to the Fourth Symphony throughout the entire piece, and which is happens to be one of my favorites.
Mine too.
And it's just a great, great piece. It is youthful, but it is well constructed. It is very audience accessible, and I just love it. I think for listeners who are expecting the sort of the mature 1930s, 1940s
sure.
Vaughan Williams, you're not going to hear that, but you're going to hear a really lovely piece of music.
So let's go ahead and listen to this. This is the quintet in D minor. The horn player is Dr. Bruce Bunnell, and the violinist is Feng Ye Sun, clarinetist Kenan White, cellist Jamie Feist, and pianist Zhao Wang.
Thank you. Thank you.
You just heard the Ray Vaughan Williams Quintet in D minor being performed by my guest today, Dr. Bruce Bunnell on horn. The violinist was Fang Yi Sun, clarinetist Kenan White, cellist Jamie Feist, pianist Zhao Wang. You're listening to Central Stage on CMU Public Radio. I'm your host, Sue Gamble, and today my guest is professor of horn at CMU, Dr. Bruce Bunnell. This last work we're going to hear is another 20th century piece written by Alec Wilder, Sonata number 3 for horn and piano, written in 1970. So tell us about this one, Bruce.
Well, Alec Wilder was one of the great songsmiths of
the 20th
century.
He really was.
He wrote many hit songs for the likes of Frank Sinatra and other great jazz and popular singers of the mid-20th century. But was an absolutely prolific writer of classical music as well, symphonies and chamber music, and an enormous amount of works for the horn, not just solo horn, but chamber music pieces for horn.
Was he a horn player?
No, but he had a really good friend who was. He was very close friends with John Barrows, who was a legendary player, a jazz player, but also a great horn player and teacher. He used to teach at the University of Wisconsin-Madison for many, many years. And they had a very close friendship. And Wilder wrote 3 sonatas for the horn, a suite for horn and piano, another piece for horn, clarinet, and piano, several horn quartets. I mean, you know, he was a big, big fan, all for Barrows. This one, I don't know of anybody in the later part of the 20th century who was as adept for writing in the classical genre, but able to incorporate jazz idioms without it sounding corny or trite. You know, he could write jazz rhythms and jazz chord progressions and melodies and rhythms, weaving it into a more sort of traditional classical piece like a sonata, and very effectively do so without it, like I said, sounding like, you know, it was tacked together. And so this is just a wonderful piece. And the horn, I think for me, it was a challenge because I don't by any means profess to be a jazz person. I have great admiration for people who do that well. It's something that is typically, you know, well beyond my reach. And so it's a stretch for me to take a piece like this and try to sell it for what it is. You know,
of course.
And for the language that's used in it. There are people who do it, I think, far better than I do. So to do this piece for me was something very, very enjoyable to, like I said, to stretch myself to try to see how it would turn out. And it's great.
Nice opportunity for your students as well.
Well, I think so. I've had students now who have become far more accomplished in the jazz idiom on the horn than I have. And sometimes it's because they've heard these pieces, these
wonderful
Wilder or some of the other neat jazz-inspired pieces for horn. And that's great. That's, you know, that if that gets them into the realm of working on these things, then wonderful. Yeah,
absolutely expands their repertoire.
Absolutely, yeah.
And skills. Well, let's go ahead and listen to this. This is Sonata number 3 for horn and piano by Alec Wilder. It's a 4-movement work. It's being performed by Dr. Bruce Bunnell on horn, and the accompanist is Zhao Wang, pianist. Thank you.
Thank you.
You just heard Sonata Number 3 for horn and piano by Alec Wilder. The horn player was Dr. Bruce Bunnell, and the pianist accompanying him is Zhao Wang. You've been listening to Music for Horn on Central Stage, and my guest has been Professor of Horn at Central Michigan University, Dr. Bruce Bunnell. Thank you so much, Bruce, for sharing this wonderful recital with all of us.
Oh, thank you for having me. It was just great fun to be here.
It's just been terrific. A wonderful recital. I'm Sue Gamble, wishing all of you the very best.